Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Absolutely thrilled to be bringing you this daily podcast designed to empower your life, to take your life to the next level, to help you use the law of attraction to get the money that you desire, the love that you crave, and the health that you depend upon. Want to remind you that our YouTube channel is rocking and rolling. We have a brand new YouTube video that we'd like you to check out. So just go to Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube. Look at the video, and if you like it, give it a thumbs up, make a comment or two, say hello. We appreciate it.
There is one difference between peak performers and those who just settle for seconds, thirds, or worse. This one difference is the edge between those who attract the life they desire and those who struggle and never seem to obtain what they desire. The difference is confidence. Now you can unlock the door to a life of confidence, power, and magnetism. You can obtain a promotion, talk to anyone anywhere, make more money, be a compelling public speaker, meet and attract the opposite sex, build your own company, enjoy the popularity you deserve. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and download your copy of the first new audio program release of 2016 from Robert Zink. Empower yourself with a life-changing program, Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism by Robert Zink. In this program, you will experience 24 confidence-building techniques, the Miracle Hypnotic Confidence Accelerator, and the 2-Minute Daily Confidence Claiming Exercise. Get your instantly downloadable copy of the audio program, Building Confidence, Personal Power, and Magnetism, now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. It will change your life.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about giving up too soon. You know, I'm reminded of the famous story of the gold miner who bought a plot of land, him and his wife, when they were young, and they mined for gold for 20 years. And after about 20 years, one day he came in and he said, you know, I just can't do this anymore. I just don't have it in me. I see you scraping by with what little we make. I want to sell this piece of property. So the mining company offered him $500 for the land. And he sold the land, and him and his wife went into town. He took a hot shower for the first time in many, many years. Went out to dinner, bought some new duds, and 2 days later picked up the newspaper to discover that at the very hole that he had started on his land, the mining company had struck the mother lode. Millions and millions of dollars. When you give up too soon, what you're telling the universe is that you had a bad idea to begin with. if you give up in a relationship, that it wasn't really love. That's what you're saying. Or that you can't love him again, or he can't love you again. If you give up on your business, you're saying, I don't really have what it takes. This business doesn't serve anybody. Therefore, I'm going to give up. If you give up on your career, you've put time and energy into it. But if you give up, you're telling the universe that all of your dreams and desires are useless, are worthless.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
I remember the great Vince Lombardi, a great football coach. He said, he was in a press interview, and it was after the season, the first year that he coached the Green Bay Packers. And they went to the championship, and they lost. They ran out of time. They lost with the ball still on the 9-yard line, only 9 yards short from winning the championship. And in that interview, Vince Lombardi said, this will be the last time that we're stopped on the 9-yard line. In other words, an attitude of perseverance, of personal power, of personal strength, of determination, of inner power. But too many people want to give up. I just want to give up. Well, give up. And what do you gain by giving up on your dreams, on your goals, on that which you desire most? You know, Clark Gable, notably one of the great leading men in Hollywood, the lead in Gone with the Wind, co-starred with Marilyn Monroe and Sophia Loren and all the beautiful women of Hollywood. He was told by agent after agent after agent and producer after producer that he would never be a leading man. But he didn't give up. Nelson Mandela had a dream of ending apartheid in South Africa, and he was put in a 5x9 cell where he lived for 27 years. But he didn't give up. He later became the president of South Africa. He ended apartheid and he won the Nobel Peace Prize. Stephen King, arguably one of the great authors of our time and certainly one of the greatest horror fiction writers of all time, kept getting rejected from publisher after publisher after publisher. And he had given up. He took his manuscript and threw it in the trash. But his wife, she didn't give up. She pulled the manuscript out of the trash and continued to send it in. By the way, that manuscript later became the movie Carrie. Somebody in the King family chose not to give up. Dr. Seuss was rejected by over 24 publishers. And finally, the 24th publisher said, we'll take a chance on it. We'll take a small chance. And he became notably the greatest children's writer of modern times. Walt Disney filed bankruptcy twice on his road to success. But he didn't give up. You, on your road, on your path to personal victory, must never give up. You must be undaunted within yourself. Never give in to self-doubt. challenge that self-doubt. When you get self-doubt coming up, and we all do, when it happens, challenge it head on. Never give in to self-doubt.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Success never depends on one event. Don't put all your marbles in one event because your success doesn't depend on one event. I have a friend whose father is on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood, one of the great comedians of modern time, an Academy Award-winning actor, just a wonderful individual. And he said that his father told him that he had given up 12 times or wanted to give up, but he didn't. He came close to giving up. He came close to breaking 12 times, but he didn't give up. Focus on what's going right in your life. Look at, you can have a lot of things going wrong. I can tell you a personal story if you'd like. I had been on over 30 interviews, had made it to the final interview numerous times. And finally, one company that I really wanted to work for in the broadcast industry. This is quite a few years ago. The manager called me up and he said, "Can you come in Thursday morning for a final interview?" I said, "Certainly." He said, "We'd like to make you an offer Thursday morning." I said, "Really?" Well, I was so excited. I was enthralled. I was on fire. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't stop thinking about it, which was a big problem. Because Thursday morning at 6 a.m., I got a phone call canceling the appointment. They had hired someone else. I was devastated. I was broken. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to turn. I'd been to 30-some appointments, interviews, with no cigar. Finally, there was a small little radio station just south of Seattle that was about to go bankrupt. And I hired on with that station. I knew when I hired on with that station that the chances of them being able to pay me were slim to none. Because they were skating by. But I thought maybe I can help them. Maybe I can be of benefit to them. I worked for 2 or 3 weeks. Payday came, payday went. There was no check for me. I kept working. I showed up just as if I was the, you know, getting the top salary in the entire world. I showed up every morning. I worked hard all day. I stayed late at night. And finally, after about the third week, maybe into the fourth week, I got a phone call. And it was one of the big stations in Seattle. As actually a national broadcast. It wasn't NBC, but it was a national broadcasting company. Have over 450 stations at the time. A big company. They called me. "Would you like to come in? Are you still in the market? Are you still looking for making a move?" I said, "Certainly, I'd be happy to come in and talk with you." I went in, they made me an offer, I accepted the offer, and I went in the next week and started working, and I actually got paid, which was nice. Now you may ask yourself, why did I take that job working for that radio station when I knew that they were in a financial crisis? Because I was not about to give up, number one. Number two, I understand how energy works, and I knew that it was critical to get energy moving. Likes attract likes. It's easier to get a job when you have a job. So I got a job. Didn't pay well, but I got a job. Never give up.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Next, gratitude. Daily gratitude puts you in a position where you just attract more opportunities. Feel better about your life and where you're going. Let go of the past. Let go of your mistakes. If you think you've made a mistake, let go of it, learn from it, and move on. But say it with me. I'm never giving up. Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your comfort zone. Stop living in the box. Hey, I was out of my comfort zone when I took a job for a radio station that was on the financial skids. That wasn't normal, but I understood energy. But I had to get out of my comfort zone in order to do it. Put more skin in the game. Give more of yourself. Throw more of yourself into the fire. Get passionate about who you are, what you are doing, what you're accomplishing, and where you're going. That's where you want to keep your focus. Finally, take more action. Action leads to attraction. It's that simple, folks. Action leads to attraction. You know what you need to do now. You need to be more courageous. Plus, if you remember, you need to go to our iTunes and give us a 5-star rating and go to our YouTube channel and check out the new YouTube video just for you, okay? And if you like it, give us a thumbs up. Hey, thank you. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it, and be sure and pay it forward. Bye-bye.